This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. It's unknown what lies ahead of in Niger with the threat of military intervention by West Africa's regional bloc as its ultimatum for the country's coup leaders to reinstate the president expires, Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Defense chiefs of the ECOWAS agreed on military action, including when and where to strike, if the detained president Mohamed Bazoum was not released and reinstated by Sunday. The bloc's military pledge has triggered fears of further conflict in a region already battling a deadly Islamist insurgency. Meanwhile, Italy said on Sunday it had reduced the number of troops it has in Niger to make room in its military base for civilians who may need protection. A military plane took off from Niamey and landed in Rome late on Saturday, with 65 Italian soldiers as well as 10 U.S. soldiers.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Rescue workers looked for victims after a passenger train derailed in southern Pakistan on Sunday, killing at least 30 people and injuring dozens more, local broadcaster Geo reported, citing a district official. Around 10 cars of a passenger train derailed roughly 275 kilometers from the country's largest city, Karachi. Geo reported on Sunday afternoon that some people were still trapped inside a train car and others had to be transferred to hospitals. A senior Ukrainian official said on Sunday talks in Saudi Arabia to make headway towards a peaceful settlement of the war with Russia had been productive, but Moscow called the meeting a doomed attempt to swing the global south behind Kyiv. More than 40 countries, including China, India, the United States, and European countries, but not Russia, took part in the Jeddah talks that ended Sunday. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited troops on Sunday who were fighting Russia's invasion and to inspect Soviet-made aircraft carrying missiles. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
President Zelensky wrote "Glory to Ukraine" with a felt pen on a missile that bore a sticker with Ukraine's coat of arms and the Eiffel Tower intertwined, and the French name for the Storm Shadow missile written on it. He also inspected two Western-supplied air defense systems, Patriot and Iris-T SLM, that were on display. He told those in attendance that, quote, "the occupiers hoped to destroy our aviation and our air defense in the first hours of the full-scale war, but it ended with a failure for Russia," end quote. He also noted Sunday is the 529th day of the war. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Donald Trump's defense attorney says the former president never asked Mike Pence to overturn the 2020 election. Speaking on Sunday morning news shows, attorney John Lauro said Trump only asked Pence to pause the certification to allow time to investigate concerns about election irregularities. Pence flatly denied that account, saying Trump wanted him to overturn the voters' will, something he said he knew was unconstitutional and un-American. Trump was indicted last week on charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 election. He has pleaded not guilty. Pope Francis in Portugal announces the next World Youth Day will return to Asia in 2027 as he urges young people not to be afraid. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Pope wrapped up World Youth Day in Portugal with a massive open-air mass, telling the crowd in his native Spanish the Catholic Church needs them. 1.5 million pilgrims, many who camped out overnight on the Lisbon field, were there, including Ruben Marquez.
It's good to see that the church can gather all these people together.
News that Seoul, South Korea would host the next World Youth Day for the first time in three decades was a reflection of the continent's increasing importance to the Catholic Church. I'm Julie Walker.
The United States played its best game of this Women's World Cup, and it wasn't good enough to stop the two-time reigning champions from being eliminated in the round of 16. The Americans' bid to win an unprecedented third consecutive title ended Sunday on penalty kicks against Sweden. Megan Rapinoe, Sophia Smith, and Kelly O'Hara all missed kicks from the spot, allowing Sweden to clinch the shootout 5-4 after a scoreless draw in regulation and extra time. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.